Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
It's freezing up in Harlem. Good morning, everybody. I want to get your Oscar predictions, but first, I have an update for you, right? It's the 87th time the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences will hand out the most prestigious awards in the business. Quick update on diversity. As you know, the Academy has been criticized for what some believe is a snub, not nominating Ava DuVernay for Best Director for the movie Selma, David Oyelowo for Best Actor in the same movie. There are few or no minorities in any of categories, and just about any other categories as well. Now comes the damage control from the Academy. They've been adding black presenters and performers to the show.
Ooh-wee.
John Legend, Common, will perform their song Glory.
Oh, no,
which,
please.
By the way,
no.
Was nominated for Best.
No.
You don't like that
no.
song?
He hates John
Hell
Legend.
Hell no, I hate that song.
What's wrong with you?
God. I think he's a nice guy, but that song.
He wants
Glory. Uptown razor blades, man. It really is.
He wants Uptown Funk to be every song.
Jennifer Hudson will perform.
So you also see, pacify, huh?
As presenters, Oprah, David Oyelowo, Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, Kevin Hart, Lupita Nyong'o.
Do you think this
sounds like the BET Awards?
Does this shut us up? Does this shut us up now?
Now they've gone overboard.
You tell me, because they say that they probably have lost the African American audience. I read something in the New York Times that said that.
Probably.
When you have the nominees.
I think that's a given, yes. Sherry.
Yeah, but probably.
Yeah, but the point is they need the African-American audience.
Right.
Those old men should have considered that when they were making the nominations.
So they say, we're going to throw in 32 black people. David Oyelowo, we're not going to nominate you, but we'll let you present an award.
So,
and
the nominees
like
are. Are y'all ready? That's why I did it. Come on, Jay. The nominees are. Yeah. For Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Patricia Arquette, Boyhood, Laura Dern, Wild, Keira Knightley, The Imitation Game, Emma Stone, Birdman, Meryl Streep, Into the Woods. What do you say?
Simple. Wild.
I'm a Meryl Streep fan. Loved Wild and I love Laura Dern, but I think Patricia Arquette for Boyhood.
Okay.
All right. So y'all agree?
Disagree. I'm going with
I'm
Wild.
Meryl Streep.
Wild.
Wow. All right.
Meryl Streep will win anything.
Yeah, Meryl Streep
for anything,
win.
Huh?
Yeah. But I'm going to say
what do you
it
say,
is...
Don?
I say it is.
Patricia.
It's going to be Patricia Arquette, even though I wasn't a big fan of Boyhood.
Yeah, I thought it was overhyped, but I thought Birdman was overhyped too. You know?
What?
Slow.
What?
Yeah.
Birdman. Was
How about I never seen these movies?
And you would have liked a lot of the black folks watching if there are any watching Sunday night.
For Best Actor in a Supporting Role, Robert Duvall, The Judge, Ethan Hawke, Boyhood, Ed Norton. Birdman, Mark
Norton.
Ruffalo, Foxcatcher, J.K. Simmons,
ding, ding,
Whiplash.
Ding, ding, ding,
and the winner
ding, ding, ding.
Is
Fox.
J.K.
J.K.
Okay, here's a question for you, Don.
Yes,
black people have been snubbed. What black movies should have been, other than Selma, what black movies should have been nominated?
Belle should have been nominated,
people,
right?
Belle was an amazing movie.
I did not see Belle.
Belle was a slave movie, right?
Yeah.
No,
really
she was
movie,
not
Belle.
A slave.
She was not a
that
slave.
Was, that was it. She was child free. of a relationship between a
but
white
the,
man
but
and
from the
a slave
era. Era.
But yeah, but I don't think it's fair to call England. It a slave movie.
Tom, I just watched all the movies.
Okay, what other movie?
Nominates for Best Actress in a Leading Role. Marion Cotillard. For 2 days, one night.
That
Felicity Jones, A Theory of Everything. Mm-hmm. Julianne Moore, Still Alice. Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl.
Ooh.
Reese Witherspoon, Wild.
Gone Girl.
I saw
Gone Girl.
She was
Gone Girl,
wonderful.
But Julianne Moore, I think, still.
Because of Tyler, that's why I saw
Julianne
Gone
Moore. Still Alice, that's what I say.
Yeah,
right.
She was amazing.
And the winner is Julianne
that.
Moore. Nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role. Steve Carell, Foxcatcher, Bradley Cooper, American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch. Imitation Game, Michael Keaton, Birdman, Eddie Redmayne, The Theory of Everything. And the winner
Imitation
is
Game.
I think Michael Keaton will win.
I think Bradley Cooper is going to win, but I really, really think that Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything
you
was amazing.
You got it. Yeah. You got it.
Ooh,
Eddie Redmayne. That's who
Ooh,
I
say. He was amazing
I say
in that
it was
movie.
Michael Keaton.
The best.
But The Imitation Game was really good, too. Now
that was good.
Yeah.
Nominees for Best Picture. American Sniper, Birdman,
Jay.
Boyhood, Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
Sybil, I'm going with Grand Budapest Hotel.
I know,
Hotel.
That is your movie. Jay has loved this movie for a year. That's since last Jay. March.
That been, movie was really good, man.
That when Pharrell came out there with that Grand Budapest cap and outfit on.
That was a good movie.
That movie is good if you have the munchies after watching it.
You know yeah,
you do.
You know what I'm talking about. You got to watch that movie high.
I wonder if it will be Birdman because I so didn't connect to it.
But you know what? What I liked about Birdman, to write a movie about there's an actual play going on in the movie, is some of the best writing ever to me when they do that. And that's what Birdman did. So I just thought that was a great movie.
I feel
movie.
Like it's Birdman.
I don't know.
About the drummer, Sybil? What was that?
Whiplash.
The acting in that movie was just
and
great.
And I thought,
yeah, I thought Whiplash was really good. But I would just love, and I know it is very, very silly of me and very naive, but I would love to see Selma win.
I feel the same way. I
would
love to, but I don't think
it's totally
going
overlooked this year.
Hmm? What?
Pootie Tang 2. It was in a lot of small theaters. No.
Satatate.
And so, Don, you're going to be there, right?
I'll be on the red carpet, so make sure you join me. I'll be there with Michaela Pereira.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern on CNN for our Oscar coverage. And later after the awards, we have your all-access pass, the A-list parties, plus the memorable moments. It's our special. It's called And the Winner Is. It starts right after the
show. What are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing Armani.
He's wearing K&G.
Midnight Blue.
K&G.
Armani tuxedo. I'm wearing Pootie Tang. Satate.
Satate Renate, baby. Later, Don.
Bye,
Have a
Don.
Good one.